Assessing President Obama's call last year for a new beginning in relations between the U.S. and Muslims worldwide, Nihad Awad, the executive director of the Council on American-Islamic Relations, or CARE, said the president has done a solid job in setting a new tone for improved relations with the Muslim world and in meeting his promise of a timetable for leaving Iraq. But Awad said there are still many important steps to be taken.
De-escalate in Afghanistan and engage in peaceful settlement and negotiations on the Middle Eastern front. We believe that the president has to pressure Israel and keep the pressure until Israel changes its behavior and end the inhumane blockade on the Gazan people. Engaging the Muslim community's leadership, he has not met yet with the Muslim leadership.
Other American Muslim leaders acknowledge that it's too soon to judge the president just 1 year after his Cairo speech, but Imam Mati Bray, executive director of the Muslim American Society, said American Muslims should let the president know they are unhappy about a number of important issues, including the question of charitable giving. Many Muslim organizations believe the U.S. government has unfairly scrutinized their fundraising operations for potential links to Islamist terrorist groups. Imam Bray said the government must do a better job of respecting Muslim Americans' constitutionally guaranteed rights of free speech, free assembly, and freedom of religion.
Charity is a religious obligation upon Muslims, and yet it is still being impeded. Lots of money that Muslims have given have never gone to the intended recipients. So this is a First Amendment issue. I think the other thing is a 14th Amendment issue. Equal protection under the law. That certainly is spelled out as we deal with the issue of profiling at airports and something like that. Muslims are still subjected to a different scrutiny when it comes to the no-fly list, when it comes to the watch list, and when it comes to exiting and returning to America.
Similar civil rights concerns were expressed by Naeem Baig, the executive director of the Islamic Circle of North America.
We feel that when it comes to civil liberties, when it comes to profiling at the airports, Muslims are facing it every day. And this is something which, you know, community feels that we are still being seen as outsiders, not as partners for a better America.
Baig said it would also be a good idea for President Obama to visit a mosque or an Islamic center in the U.S. and to meet with American Muslim leaders, something the president has yet to do since taking office in January 2009. Baig said such a meeting would help overcome attempts by some in the U.S. to spread what he called hatred against Islam and American Muslims. Alejandro Butel, the government liaison at the Muslim Public Affairs Council, said he hopes the Obama administration will also come to see the American Muslim community as an ally in its campaign against Islamist-inspired terrorism.
Domestically, one of the things is to continue to safeguard civil liberties and civil rights while maintaining national security, because we as Muslim Americans are committed to both safety and security of our nation while upholding the Constitution. What people fail to realize is that almost one-third of all terrorist plots here in the United States done by Al-Qaeda have actually been foiled with the assistance of Muslim Americans.
The Muslim leader added that in the year since Obama's Cairo speech, American Muslims have been working to answer the president's call. They've been taking part in interfaith dialogues, reaching out to local non-Muslim communities, and calling on Muslims around the world to support American diplomatic and development efforts. For Mohammed El-Shanawi, I'm Rob Sivak, VOA News in Washington.